Blog Talk Radio.
For the Lord, for what seems like a lifetime. You have dreamed and you've worked towards things that you wanted to accomplish for yourself. But somehow your biggest goals always seem to be just out of your reach. But the Lord told me to tell you that He knows who you are. Yes, He's seen your work, and He's also seen your tears. And He wants you to know today that you're not forgotten. He's here to reward you for all your faithfulness. For He said in His word that if you would delight yourself in Him, He will give you the desires of your heart. In other words, not only will He give you what you need, but He promised to give you whatever you want. So don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Hang in there and prepare yourself for your blessing. It's your time now.
You held on.
You were strong.
You were strong. right, all right, all right. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. You are on the hour of power and praise with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning. It is our morning glory, y'all. Come on, hallelujah. The song said, prepare yourself, amen. Prepare yourself for your blessing. Amen. It is your time. It is your time. It is your time. And I truly believe it. It is our time. It's our time of manifestation of what God is going to do with us. Amen. This is the month of July. Amen. We are decreeing, we are declaring, amen, hallelujah, that this will be a supernatural month of manifestation, increase in every area of our lives. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. With that being said, I just thank God that you allowed me to come into your homes this morning. Amen. To come. Amen. To break bread with you this morning. Amen. Praise God. So I'm going to pray, y'all. Hallelujah. And we're going to see what the Lord going to say to us today. Praise God. I bless God for you, you, and you. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come. We bless your holy name, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, in whatever we do, Lord God, we want to welcome you in it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we welcome you, Holy Spirit, to have your way, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray, Father God, even now, God, for each and every household here, God, represented, Lord God, that you will bless their household, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that this is a trying time, Father God, but we believe and we trust in you, Father God. Hallelujah, God, because you always have the last say so over everything, Father. So we bless your holy name, God, on today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray, God, even now, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, God, that this word will go far and near, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, go everywhere, that my feet had never touched, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, do a miraculous miracle, God, today, God, for thy people, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, I ask for the anointing, God, to sit upon me, in me, and through me, Father God, on today, Lord God. God, that you will minister your word, God, to thy people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, that we will open up our hearts, God, to receive that which you have for us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray, God, that you will move Carolyn out the way, God, that the power of the Holy Ghost can have his way, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, send down your wisdom, send down your knowledge, send down your understanding that only you can do, Father God. And I'll be ever so mindful, Father God, to give you praise, to give you honor, and to give you glory. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Today, people of God, hallelujah. Yesterday morning, I heard a scripture, praise God, and I want to bring it forth this morning, amen, to bless you, glory to God, because you know, always, 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 I'm asking God, amen, what to give to thy people, God, what do they need, God, what do they want to hear, God, hallelujah, they want to hear from heaven, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, God. So today, I want to go to a scripture in Proverbs, the 13th chapter, and verse number 12. Amen. Just a small scripture, but it is a powerful, powerful, powerful scripture. Amen. Praise God. Proverbs 13 and 12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfills of life. Let me repeat that for you. Hallelujah. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. Hallelujah. We know that, praise God, when we can understand, hallelujah, what God is saying to us this morning, praise God, because we realize that a lot of times, even in life, amen, if you have a car note, you have a house note, praise God, and there you run into some trouble, praise God, and you call the people and you ask them, praise God, that can they take your payment and put it on the back end? Amen. That's a deferred payment that you don't have to pay it at that time, but you pay it at the end. So what God is saying is hope deferred makes the heart sick. And I want to talk to us today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, there are countless verses about, you know, benefits of waiting on the Lord, but I found quoting the verses to be a whole lot easier than the actual waiting on the Lord. Somebody say, waiting on the Lord. Sometimes it seems like God is running late. Come on. Y'all know, praise God, hallelujah. You be like, what's the deal, God? Come on, hallelujah. Why are you making us wait, praise God? Why is you allowing this delay in my life, God? Hallelujah. Talk about delay, time of waiting. You know, a lot of time, praise God, we go to the supermarket. We got to wait in line. We go to the DMV, praise God. We got to get a ticket and wait in line. We go to the emergency room. We got to wait, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You go to the airport. You got to get your ticket. You got to wait, praise God. You go fishing. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes you got to get a fishing pole. You have to wait, praise God. Hallelujah. Delays. Some are self-inflicted. Come on, I want to talk to us today. Praise God, hallelujah. Some are self-inflicted. Some are results of others. Praise God, hallelujah. And some are actually a part of God's plan. Glory to God. Delays and times of waiting are frustrating, discouraged. Amen. Frustrating, praise God. We know that it gets frustrating. They know it gets discouragement. It gets boring. It gets lonely sometimes, praise God. It's so unnerving, praise God. Cause you to want to give up mentally taxing, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Waiting is like just eating gravels. Amen. Nobody in their right mind wants to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So here in Proverbs 13 and 12, amen, in the NIV version, it says, hope defers makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life, praise God. When dreams come true at last, there is life of joy. You ever had something that came to pass, praise God, and all of a sudden you got a burst of energy, you got joy, praise God, and that was a time of waiting on God, and God showed up, praise God, and, you know, we didn't know when he was going to show up, praise God, hallelujah. God don't give us a time, he don't give us a date, he don't give us a when, where, and how, praise God, hallelujah. But we know that, praise God, that when God comes through for us, amen, praise God, there is such a joy, amen, just like a woman having a baby, praise God, she done went through all the 9 months, praise God, hallelujah, and she is going through and going through and going through, but when the baby and the pain of the birthing, praise God, hallelujah, yes, Holy Spirit, then the baby comes and all of a sudden the pain is gone, the joy is there, praise God, and this is what God is talking to us about today, praise God. Hope deferred can cause our faith to waver or cause us to lean to our own understanding and try to help God. Somebody say, don't help God, praise God, by creating our own path to what we are hoping for. So even in that, praise God, hallelujah, while we are waiting, we have to be careful that we don't try to help out God. Oh, yes, God. We don't want to help him, praise God, because we know that God is the one that fulfill all dreams, amen. He is the one that fill all prophecies. He is the one, amen, that fulfill our life, praise God. And sometimes God will tell us to halt, praise God, or he'll tell us to go, praise God, hallelujah. But in the time of waiting, yes, Holy Spirit. Can you think of a time when you tried to hurry something up and end up messing it up, praise God? Same way Abraham and Sarah did that, praise God. They became impatient. The result was Ishmael, praise God. Their hope was deferred, and the action they took are causing problems still yet today. Come on, somebody. Somebody know, praise God. Hallelujah. That even in life, praise God. Hallelujah. When you birth an Ishmael instead of an Isaac, it caused you a lot of pain and disappointment. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we don't want to birth any Ishmaels. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even though God blessed Ishmael, but Isaac was the one, praise God, that was chosen. He was the one, praise God, that would, the blessing was on him. The favor was on him. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we want the one, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We want God to be the blesser. Come on. Hallelujah. We want God to bless everything, amen, that we do in life, praise God. But waiting sometimes can be very hard. So I'm talking to all the ones that's impatient today. Amen. Praise God. Want to push forward, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't mess it up. Let God fix it for you, praise God. Patience can be hard to have when you're waiting for something or someone. But impatience always gives birth to Ishmael, trouble, with a capital T. Come on, somebody, trouble. There are countless verses about the benefits of waiting on the Lord. But I found quoting the verses to be a whole lot easier. Come on, we all do that. We can quote a scripture, praise God. We can recite them scriptures, praise God. But listen. It could be a whole lot easier than the actual waiting on the Lord. Amen. Sometimes it seems like God is running late, praise God. Seriously, come on, somebody. Sometimes we all wonder what's going on. What's the deal? Why is he making us wait? Why is he allowing this delay? It means with a single word, probably just a look or a thought, praise God. He could make what we're hoping for happen. God can do it in an instant. Come on, somebody. But that's not usually what happens, is it? Come on. Hallelujah. He could just do it like that, praise God. And sometimes we do, praise God. But sometimes, praise God, we are in a patience. We have to wait on the Lord. Somebody say, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen thy heart, praise God. Hallelujah. Remember on Batman, praise God, Batman and Robin, praise God, there was a bat phone, praise God. Has anyone else ever wished you had a hotline, amen, praise God, from heaven, come on to earth, praise God, that provided instantaneous results, praise God. But we all know delays are inevitable. We know that waiting is part of life. Waiting is part of life. Hear what the Spirit is saying to us today. Waiting is part of life. Amen. Praise God. And I was reading something yesterday, and it's all fit in here, praise God, because I remember, you know, sometimes, praise God, we go to the store, praise God, and we got people with us, praise God. But this man, amen, he was visiting a local department store with his wife, and they had purchased an item of luggage and a new cooler. And as he was waiting for his wife to finish the rest of her shopping, he dragged the suitcase and the cooler around for a while, looking for somewhere to sit. Soon, he saw an empty bench in the shoe department. As he sat down, the salesman asked if he could be of assistance. "No, thank you," he said, the man replied. "I'm just waiting for my wife." At that point, the man seated on the bench across from him said, "I'm waiting for my wife too, but I never thought of bringing a lunch and an overnight bag with me." And that was just something, amen, praise God, hallelujah, because a lot of times, you know how men think, praise God, hallelujah, they don't want to go to the store with us, praise God, because we take so long. We are going one store, praise God, and see something. We are going another store, praise God. And we are women. Come on, somebody. We'll see a shoe, but we don't want to get the shoe right now, praise God. And then we'll go all the way down the aisle, praise God, and come back to the same shoe and say, "You know what, I'm going to get this shoe." And that's how we are, praise God, hallelujah. So sometimes, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, waiting can be a little bit much, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. In what situation are you most impatient? When is waiting the hardest? When is waiting the hardest? Have you ever prayed for patience Lord, give me patience and give it to me right now. We ask God for patience, y'all. Come on, somebody. When you ask God to give you patience, you are really asking God to send some delays. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some hassles. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because when we ask God, Lord, I need patience, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay, then you ask for patience. Praise God. I'm going to give you patience. Praise God. I'm going to cause delays in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Instead of asking God, Lord, whatever thy will for my life is, praise God, hallelujah, God, finish the work that you are doing in me, praise God, hallelujah. A lot of times we ask for stuff and we have to be careful of what we ask for now. Let me just say something. Some people do need patience, praise God, hallelujah, and some people need love. But that when we ask for love, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, most times we get people to come up against us because now we want the love of the Christ is in us, praise God. Did we go to what Christ went through? Praise God, to get the agape love that he has, praise God. No, we did not, praise God, hallelujah. I don't even think that we can handle what he went through to get the agape love, praise God, hallelujah. But waiting. Things that don't always happen as quickly or work out in the way we hope they would. Even though it's hard to believe, there are positive things about the delays that come into our life. The Bible is filled with people who experience delay. The person I want to draw our attention to today is Joseph. We always talk about Joseph, amen. Joseph is a guy who spent a lot of his life waiting on the Lord, waiting on God, waiting. It seems like his life was regularly on hold, delayed, without any idea of how long, praise God. Sadly, there wasn't much Joseph could do about it. And even when opportunity presented itself through helping the chief butler, nothing seemed to come out of it. Or so Joseph thought. So what can we learn from the delays that come our way? I believe delay provides opportunities for us to learn the same valuable lesson as Joseph learned. Praise God, hallelujah. Joseph learned to trust in God's person. He learned to trust in God so much, praise God. Our key verse tells us that hope deferred makes the heart sick. What causes our hope to be deferred? What causes that, praise God? Our hope is deferred when we put our hope in the wrong thing. Whenever our hope is bound by anything tangible, it is at risk of being deferred, praise God. You see, like Joseph, we live in a sinful world, and regardless of how detailed our plans might be, or how righteous our walk or worthy our goal may be, things don't always go as planned. That's why our hope must always be based on unchanging nature and character of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. Whenever we take our eyes off Jesus and focus our circumstances, our hope gets deferred. Come on. I'm talking to us today. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's one basic thing that kept Joseph's hope alive, even though his life was fulfilled with the most trying of delays. Joseph knew that God had not and would not abandon him. We have to understand, praise God, in this hour that God will not abandon us in the midst of anything that we're going through. Praise God, hallelujah. In our waiting, he is right there. In our glory to God. While we are waiting and trying to be patient, he is right there. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, praise God. I will be with you until the end of the world. He will never abandon us. Amen, praise God. Joseph knew that God, the God he served, was all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful, and entirely faithful. Through every delay, Joseph knew that whatever lay ahead, he could depend on God. Men might fail him, but God would never leave him. The Bible says in Genesis 39:21, But the Lord was with Joseph in prison and showed him, oh my God, I give you glory. Let me read that again. But the Lord was with Joseph in prison and showed him his faithful love. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Genesis 39 and 23, the Lord was with him and caused everything he did to succeed. Regardless of the delay, God is still with you. Come on, I want you to say that God is still with me. I want you to say it again. God is still with me. Come on, one more time. The name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, praise God. God is still with you. He doesn't go anywhere in spite how things might look, God is still yet control. Oh my God, I give you glory. If your life is on hold, if you're in a waiting pattern, praise God, hallelujah, don't lose hope. Don't give up. God hasn't changed, praise God. The very same God who helped Joseph, come on, my God, I give you glory. So full of promises, so full of promise. Through years of waiting in prison, come on, my God, I give you glory. And every other person of faith who experienced delay in scriptures and throughout history will walk you and I through our periods of waiting too. You can't count on it, praise God. Joseph learned to trust in God's purpose. Somebody said, trust in God's purpose. Trust in the Lord. He would say, God would say, Lord God, I thank you. God will strengthen you while you are yet waiting. And I don't know, praise God, but today, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. I know that this is the time, amen, in July, and this is in the last part of the year, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. And this is the seventh month, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. This is the year, this is the time of completion. The seventh month is completion, praise God. And as I begin to look at the month, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, every month means something to God, praise God. So I'm praying that the hope deferred that made your heart sick, amen, will bring forth the tree of life in your life, praise God, because your waiting is going to be a blessing. Supernatural miracles comes out of waiting. Don't birth an Ishmael. Come on, somebody. We want Isaac. We want the promises of God. We want God to bless everything that we put our hands to do. We want God to bless our family. We want God to bless our ministry. We want God to bless our finances. We want God to bless us spiritually, physically, mentally. Yes, Holy Spirit, and financially, matrimonially. We want God to fix things in our life, praise God, hallelujah. So I'm here to say today, praise God, your heart, hold on, praise God. God is working out a plan that's in your life, praise God, and it's going to bring the best story out of your life, praise God. Remember, praise God, God is more than anything that we can ever imagine. He knows why the delay. He knows why he's got you waiting. He knows, praise God, when he's going to bring that joy to you. He knows, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, when he does it, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, you're going to give him the praise. Why? Why are you going to give him the praise? Amen. Because why? He said hope deferred makes the heart sick. But listen, the other part. But a dream fulfilled is the tree of life. It's going to bring forth life in you, praise God. It's going to bless you. Your waiting is going to bless you, praise God. I will go to a song, praise God, and I will be back, praise God. You are on the hour of power and praise with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil, praise God. Hallelujah.
you to look at somebody as a matter of fact. Grab the hand of the person you're standing next to and lift your hand in the air. That's it. Lift your hand in the air. I don't know, but the enemy has been using against you to keep you from being what God wants you to be. But I came to tell somebody that that's about to change. I speak to everything that's been holding you captive, and I command it. Get left it go. Get left it go. Lift your voice and say, God is sending me.
Come on. My God, I give you glory. You got to come with me this morning. morning, praise God, hallelujah. For example, a time when I couldn't understand why we are doing something a certain way, but afterwards understood why we went through the process. We don't really know exactly how long Joseph was in prison before the cupbearer and the baker showed up. We don't know how long they all sat in prison before these two jokers, I call them jokers because that's what they was, praise God, had their dreams, amen, praise God. What we do know is that within 3 days of the dream, God fulfilled what their dreams revealed. Oh, come on, my God, I give you glory. Now think about this. If I was Joseph, this probably would have been something I stewed about. But Joseph, at least for a while, you know, because sometimes you think about it, praise God, 3 days of waiting was all the cupbearer and the baker had to endure. But Joseph, it was another 2 years before God ever moved Joseph out of the prison and into the palace. And the thing is, it's easy for us to say, oh, but 2 years of prison was worth the rest of his life being spent in the palace. That's not the case. Joseph didn't know that. He didn't know what time, where, and how everything was going to happen. Praise God. Glory to God. We don't know that. Joseph didn't know that. Joseph didn't have any idea how long he had to wait. All he had was a promise. And at that time, it was more of a pipe dream than a possibility. Because why? It was going so long, praise God, hallelujah. And while it was not fun, sometimes that's the way it is for us. Sometimes we wait. I'm waiting. You're waiting, praise God. And we wait, and we wait, and we wait some more. And we have no visible reason to think anything is changing or happening. Sometimes it's like that, praise God. Moses had to wait 40 years tending the sheep for his father-in-law to see the fulfillment of God's calling on his life. Noah had to wait 120 years before ever saw a single promise sprinkle fall on the windshield. He had to wait. Elijah waited 3.5 years for the rain. Come on, somebody. For Jairus, whose daughter was dying, and also Mary and Martha, whose brother Lazarus was dying, they waited until it seemed Jesus was too late. It wasn't too late, but he wasn't. Oh, my God, I give you glory. But he wasn't. He is never, never late. Amen. Praise God. God is never late. Jesus is never late. Nobody likes to wait. Waiting isn't fun. It's hard. It's confusing. It's testing. It's frustrating. It's challenging. Amen. Praise God. It is a vital part of God's process of fulfilling his plans and purpose in our lives. Amen. Resisting God's timing is serious. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember I said, praise God, you don't want to birth an Ishmael. You want to birth Isaac. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is the promise of God. Amen. Not waiting will cause you to birth Ishmael, which is not God's blessing. Amen. Praise God. Glory to his name, Father. We thank God for the word today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Resisting God's timing has its serious consequences. Someone has said it may be difficult to wait on the Lord, but it's worse. Amen. It's worse to wish you had. Hallelujah. Joseph had to learn. And it's a lesson for anyone who desires to walk with the Lord. Learn sooner than later. God uses time to work out his purpose. He uses that. We have to get that part in our life, praise God. We got to understand, praise God, that is a time, amen, praise God, that God does what he does in our life, praise God, hallelujah. He will fulfill that what he called, amen, praise God. He will do what he's going to do, praise God. Joseph didn't waste time in God's waiting room. Instead, he allowed God to use time to prepare him to what laid ahead. We have to use the time that God has given us, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, to make sure, praise God, while we are yet waiting. waiting for him. Praise God that we are just doing what he asked us to do, praise God. We are following his plan, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Joseph didn't waste time in God's waiting room. Come on. Instead, he allowed God to use the time to prepare him for what laid ahead. And it benefits in a lot of people. A lot of time, people blessings are attached to you. And if we're not careful, not waiting will cause us to mess up a whole lot of people's life. We don't even know how many people are attached to our lives, praise God. But being in the waiting room is the process of God. He's making us, praise God. He's pouring into us, praise God. Like he said, praise God, I'm going to repeat it, because yesterday, praise God, hallelujah, I was studying the word of the Lord, praise God, and I was just sitting there, and I was just meditating on God, and just get, you know, just saying, Lord, I need you right now, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, because a lot of times, praise God, everybody knows that sometimes the preacher that's doing and on the front line gets so many hits. Yes, Holy Spirit. But we got to understand that God allowed everything sometimes in our lives to take place, amen, to pull out the greatness of us. So what happened when I was reading the word of the Lord, amen, praise God, and looking at Joseph's life, praise God, knowing that sometimes, praise God, we have to wait on the Lord. And he gave me such a burst within my spirit. I put the Bible down, began to praise him, began to worship him, began to exalt him for what's coming next in my life, praise God, because I know that what God promised us, amen, it shall come to fulfillment in our lives. And just looking at what God has already promised, amen, praise God, and letting it meditate within my spirit, praise God. And I want you to do the same thing, praise God. Though you are waiting on the Lord, he said, I will renew your strength, praise God, hallelujah. You will mount up with wings as eagles. You will walk and not faint. Come on. You won't faint, praise God. You will run this race with patience, amen, praise God. God has given us the ability. He's given us the stamina, amen, praise God, to wait patiently on him, praise God. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. Yes, it does. But when God comes through, praise God, and he gives us a second portion of what he's talking about, but a dream fulfilled is the tree of life, praise God. You will get the joy. You will have to have. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And I want you to know, praise God, weeping may endure for a night, but your joy will come in the morning. And you won't forget the pain. You will forget the hurt. You will forget the disappointment. You will forget all that stuff, praise God, because the tree of life, God promised us, amen, praise God. He didn't tell us everything was going to be great through life, praise God. He didn't say that. He didn't say rose the bed, praise God. All those things was to make us, praise God. He said those are supposed to be the things that be a stepping stones in your life, that you walk through those things, praise God. And as you walk through those things, praise the Lord, God will bless you in abundance. And you will see the miracles happen in your life. Not one miracle, not two miracles, but miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. He will perform those things. Why? Because he said, I will give you joy. Feel that your heart has been broken and sick, praise God, because that's the word. He said, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but your dreams fulfilled is the tree of life, praise God, hallelujah. God is going to do it for you, people of God. God is going to bless you, people of God. Just hold on to the horns of the altar, praise God, hallelujah. Stay in his face, praise God. Just like Batman and Robin, praise God, they had that hotline, praise God. Remember, praise God, you have a hotline, praise God. Hallelujah, from heaven to earth, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, a direct connect to the Lord Jesus Christ. You will get your prayers answered. Amen, praise God. This is the month of July. There has to be a wind of change. There has to be full restoration, the manifestation, the increase in your life. God is saying to you today, never forget, I am always with you in good times and the bad times, on the mountaintop and the valley, in joy and in tears. and blessings. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And trials. Whenever you are going through, I am right there beside you every day, every night, every step of the way. Praise God. I love you. He loves you. Come on, somebody. And I wouldn't leave you. Trust me to take care of you and be faithful to you. Amen. Jesus said, I will be faithful to you in every season that you walk through. He will be with you to the end of the world. This is our word from the Lord today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray this month, amen, praise God, your sorrows will turn into joy, your loneliness will turn into love, and your lack will turn into plenty. Praise God. Your drought, amen, is coming to the end. Praise God. I'm praying in the month of July, praise God, because yes, we are in the middle of the year. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. And this is the time, amen, praise God, of the seventh month. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Time of completion. And I believe and I trust God that this month will bring miracle testimonies. Praise God. That God is going to bless you. God is going to bless me. God is going to bless our families. Praise God. Bless Holy Spirit. Walk right before the Lord. Glory to God. Lift your eyes unto the hills. With cometh your help. Know that your help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He said, I, the Lord thy God, will be with you. Come on, give God the praises. Give God the honor. Give God the glory, because God is going to do it for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. Come on. Come on. Come on. But a dream fulfilled is the tree of life. Hallelujah. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil on the Hour of Power and Praise. I want to pray, amen, praise God, and let God have his way, because I'm commanding my day today that God have a supernatural miracle on my day, a supernatural miracle on your day, praise God, that things will begin to open up, that God, Hallelujah, has already promised you, praise God. I decree it and declare over you, praise God, because why? He said, if I decree a thing, it shall be established, and a light shall shine up in his way, praise God, help me, Holy Ghost. So let us pray, let us trust and believe in God, that God, hallelujah, trust in the person, trust in his purpose, trust in his process. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray. Yes, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost, I thank you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I come and I bless your holy name. Lord, I thank you for thy people, God, on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, that you will continue to bless them, God, from the crown of their head, God, to the soles of their feet, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, go into every home right now, Father God. Yes, God, that's represented by you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, bring peace, love, and joy within their homes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, this month I'm praying for manifestation of your power, God. Ah, yes, God. God, I'm praying, God, for manifestation, God. Ah, yes, God, spiritually, financially, physically, mentally, matrimonially, God. I'm praying, God, that you will manifest yourself, God, in the lives of your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, that you would do a miraculous miracle, God, for thy people, God, on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, as I command this month of July, God, in the name of Jesus, I command peace, God, right now, God, that surpasses all understanding, that should keep our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that you said that we'll be the head and not the tail, God, the lender and not the borrower, God, above and not beneath, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, that you will give us land that we never till, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I call forth, God, every house, God, that they believe in you for, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I call for transportation, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I call for finances, Father God, for thy people, God, as well as myself, God, I call forth, God, abundance of rain, God, to come in our lives, Father God, that showers of blessings, God, will overtake us, undergird us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, let your blessings rain upon thy people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, where they're sick, Father God, I pray for good health, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, where they're bound, God, I pray, God, the loosing of the Holy Ghost upon them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. You said, Pharaoh, let my people go. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, every Pharaoh that holds the blessings back, God, I pray, God, that you will loosen right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pharaoh has them in captivity, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I call forth, God, the devil, I call forth the angels of the Lord, Father God, to go get your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you said the enemy that we seen on yesterday, we will see no more, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father God, that your word is working, God. God, that you are doing that which you said that you're going to do, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for the turnaround anointing, Father God, upon our lives, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the wind of change, Father God, that's coming to our household, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you for full restoration, Father God, that's coming to our home, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for your manifested power, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, have your way, God. Move by your mighty power, God, in the lives of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, for what you're doing. I thank you, Father God, for turning the bitterness, God, into God. Yes, God, love, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for turning around everything, God, that pertains to your people, Father God. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let us say amen and amen and amen and amen. I'm going to leave you today with a praise break. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you need to get in touch with me, praise God. You may reach me 302-883-9799. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you again for allowing me to come into your home. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
God's going to use your testimony. Oh, I need somebody in here with a nasty testimony to open up your mouth and say, I wasn't in church all my life.